You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But now talking about Monopoly. Now, you know Monopoly. That's the game where you go and you buy houses, you buy hotels, you throw the dice, you go around the board, and you try and win by getting a Monopoly, getting all the different properties. You'll have to own them, and then people land on your property and they have to pay you money, and you win the game like this. Well, a new Monopoly board has been released featuring the Comrades Marathon. A few theme boards have been released in the past few years, such as for the Springboks, there's one for them, or even the band Queen, I know they've got one as well, some of the superhero ones too. But now we have the Comrades Marathon and Monopoly, and I think this is so interesting. So joining us is the CEO of a sports vendor, that's Leon Swanepoel. Hi Leon, good afternoon, welcome.
Afternoon, thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. We've also got somebody that everybody knows, Bruce Fordyce. You won the Comrades 9 times. Bruce, great to have you on the show today.
Yes, thanks. Hi, Ray.
So, Leon, let's start with you. Okay, why the Comrades Marathon? I know it's very popular, but Comrades and Monopoly, tell us more.
Ray, yes. I think it all happened way back when I started collecting Monopoly boards, realizing, as you mentioned, there's so many different themes that Monopoly uses in their board game, entertainment, movies, etc. So as a Comrades runner, you know, you are familiar with all the landmarks, let's call them properties, which is so similar to the properties on the Monopoly board. It just struck me one day, you know, that the Comrades Marathon can make an ideal Monopoly board because of all the landmarks, as a person can play the game by purchasing the landmarks on the Comrades route.
Okay. All right. Now, Bruce, where did you come into this? Did you come up with the idea? What sort of play in this?
No. So there's been a bit of suspense about a new big reveal, you know. So people all over the place have been saying, oh, I know what it's going to be. It's going to be the opening date for Comrades entries for next year. Or there's going to be a new medal. So, I knew Leon had been working on something like that because I helped him with a couple of facts about myself, but I don't think any of us knew that it would be a game of Monopoly.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, I must admit. All right, Leon, let's get back to the actual game itself. Just describe the different properties and what ideas you've come up with.
Right. Ray, our departing point was the down run. This is the centenary year of Comrades. So the Monopoly is also branded as a special edition, the Centenary Comrades Marathon. Now, it would have been a down run. We know we didn't have Comrades this year due to COVID. So the whole board has been designed as a down run, starting in Pietermaritzburg and then finishing in Durban. So the landmarks, the properties that you can buy by playing the board game is obviously in the direction of a down run. The first property will be Pietermaritzburg, and then actually you get Polish Shorts, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the interesting part of the different landmarks that's been turned into properties on the Monopoly board game. And as a special addition to the board game at the end, where you get the most expensive properties, there we change the approach a little bit and we use the course records. The fastest time run by a male and a female, mm-hmm. and then the international runners, their fastest times, and one of the most expensive properties is also Bruce Fordyce for his 9-time win.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so Bruce, you're quite expensive, apparently. Very nice. And tell me, Leon, you used to get the car, you would get the iron, you would get the whatever. What are your little figurines in case, if you want to sort of take aside, you so you use the dice and then you've got your car, whatever. What are you guys using?
Right, those stayed the same. There's certain regulations and rules and conditions from the Monopoly owners, and you can have them change, but it's quite a process and a special application that needs to be submitted. So certain things remain standard to the traditional board, like go to jail, and the go area where you start, and then also the tokens and the dice. Things that was changed and have been changed is the money, that's properly branded Comrades, and the community chess and chance questions. You know, as you land on one of those areas when you get the opportunity to turn around the cart and there's a question or there's an instruction, you can either lose money or win money. So those are all Comrades Marathon branded, but the tokens, the cars and the iron and the ship, that all had to stay the same.
Okay, all right. Was it, Leon, quite difficult then with regards to Monopoly, the people who own the franchise? How did you approach them? Did they say to you, well, you know, not really, this concept's not going to work? Or was it a very easy process?
Maybe if I can answer it, it was a mix. They were very skeptic, you know. They were very skeptic and never thought of the idea. And I had to, I think that the Comrades brand helped us quite a lot. I did talk London Marathon and New York Marathon and Boston and all the majors when I met with Monopoly in London. And I think they saw the bigger picture that running road running events per se have never been used before as a Monopoly board game. And they loved the idea that, seeing that the South African brought the idea to them, that the first road running event to go onto a Monopoly board should be an event from South Africa, and obviously the Comrades Marathon being such a feature in our country and globally.
Yeah. And then, Bruce, were you also then called in sort of to give your advice on this? Because you know you're running. In fact, you've just released your book as well. What is your input in sort of putting this all together?
No, I helped Leon with a couple of the facts and figures. He mentioned it, like the community chest and the chance and that sort of stuff. And then I also just cast an eye over the whole thing just to see that there weren't any glaring mistakes, because in my day I was a red-hot Monopoly player. I can't actually remember ever losing a Monopoly.
Okay. Wow.
But my main project, you touched on it, was a book that I've written for Comrades Novices, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm actually down in the Cape here now, starting to help to open up all our parkruns. So we're so thrilled because with the new lockdown regulations, we can start all our parkruns. So we've been doing that, and it's been a very, very happy time.
Okay. In fact, I want to go there just briefly. Sorry, Leon, just briefly about those parkruns. Now, you've got some good news as well. Bruce?
Bruce, yes.
Yeah. You got some good news for that as well regarding the parkruns. Just maybe give it to us right now.
So the news about our parkruns is that we're starting them all. You know, once we had an outdoor gathering limitation of 2,000, well, our parkruns don't threaten that number at all. So we're starting them all. It's an unbelievable process, a huge amount of work, because, you know, they've been dormant for 18 months. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you just click a switch and there you are, this parkrun starts. But you don't. You've got to get landowner permissions. Our wonderful volunteers who make them happen, some of them have moved away, some of them have sadly passed away. You know, so we're busy constructing all that. But each weekend we get more back. And I ran Parace Park on 2 weeks ago, first one I'd done in 18 months, and I have to say I was in tears just to be back.
Oh,
it was
lovely.
Just too wonderful.
Yeah. Right, chatting to Comrades, Comrades legend and founder of the Parkrun SA, also the CEO of Sports Vendor, Leon Swanepoel, talking about Monopoly.
Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
Talking about a new Monopoly board, which has been released, featuring the Comrades Marathon. And our guests are the CEO of a Sports Vendor, that's Leon Swanepoel, and nine times Comrades legend Bruce Fordyce, who's also the founder of the Parkrun SA, which is well supported in our country. Leon, I want to get back to you on Monopoly now. Who makes these Monopoly boards? How do you get it into production?
Yes, they are produced abroad, in Ireland specifically. There's various agencies that operate on behalf of the Monopoly brand, which is actually owned by another brand called Hasbro. So the boards, unfortunately, couldn't have been manufactured locally because there's a certain standard and the design elements need to meet the specific criteria of the Monopoly brand. So we will be receiving the Comrades Marathon Monopoly very soon in South Africa.
All right, very soon. Can you give it away? When is your launch date?
Yes, they actually are shipped as we speak. And we've launched it today and tomorrow. And orders are open. They will arrive in South Africa at the end of November, making it a perfect Christmas gift.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Certainly does. Talking about the comrades, though, you must have sort of done some sort of market research with this. Did you go out, Leon, and sort of think to yourself, let's sort of wet our feet a little bit and find out what the interest is there? Or did you just take a chance thinking, well, so many people love the comrades, let's go for it?
That's interesting. I think it was a very personal decision without proper research. We're talking the biggest ultra marathon in the world, one of the strongest brand, Comrades Marathon, and in line with that, one of the most popular, if not the most popular, board game in the world ever, with a history coming, you know, very close to each other, over 100 years, 100 years for Comrades and over 100 years for the Monopoly board game. So I was immediately convinced that this is a winner, if I can put it that way. And it's especially in today's times where the board games, some of them have been replaced with electronic games and video games, there's still a huge level and interest amongst families to sit around tables and friends and just play a board game that has been around for over 100 years.
Well, if you ask Bruce about this, I mean, Bruce, you are undefeated playing Monopoly, which is quite incredible. But now, talking about the Comrades Marathon and COVID-19, has this affected the support or the participation in the Comrades? Do you think it's going to leave a lasting effect?
I think it will come through even stronger. Don't get me on the lockdown regulations and stuff like that, because I can get very angry. But Comrades have survived, and it will come back even stronger, because I was at the Cape Town Marathon Expo signing my book and meeting people, and there is just a fever for people to get back and run Comrades. And all I can say is that's why I thought possibly that the announcement today was going to be the date that they're going to take entries for next year, because I can tell you the system will crash. The instant they open entries, it will crash. Just thousands of people want to run, and novices, newcomers, you know. But obviously, probably these questions should be directed at the Comrades organizers. But I have a feeling that this next Comrades, August the 28th, 2022, will be one of the most emotional and most incredible events. It will be a celebration, and I think it will be heavily oversubscribed.
Yeah. So in other words, Bruce, you've seen this, and you actually see this when you drive out in the mornings. People are running. They are jogging.
Yeah.
It's definitely alive, isn't it? And it just shows sort of humanity coming forward and saying, we don't want to take this COVID anymore. Uh-huh. We're sick of this, and we want to do something else.
Absolutely. The Cape Town Marathon itself was a celebration. People were just hugging each other and just so happy to be back, and our sport is back. And I wouldn't want to see us going backwards, back into a dark era again. That would be terrible. People were just so happy. The race itself was fantastic. And hats off to Ilana Meyer, because I gave her a hug and I just said to Ilana, you have been the barrier breaker. And you are the one who's brought our sport back to us by insisting that a Cape Town Marathon would happen. We're very excited for next year.
Bruce, your book looks very interesting. And I think while I've got you on the radio, I want to corner you on it. Take us through your book. I've sort of read the foreword and I've started to get into it. But take us through your book.
Yeah, the foreword's overly generous from Tim Noakes. What happened was, for me, one of the good things, probably the only good thing about lockdown, was that I finally got to write that book that we've all got in us. And I wrote a book for Comrades novices, so for your first run, based on my first run, my very first Comrades Marathon, where I didn't win, and I didn't have any idea that I would win. And so it's a realistic, simple approach to the race. And obviously, I was talented, so I ran quite a good time, but I've recorded every single run that I did. And for my first Comrades was 1957, and And I started running on June the 8th, 1976, and I ran for 10 minutes around the Victor Abbey Field. That was my first ever run. And I've recorded every single thing. I put in my mistakes, the things I did correctly, and then I've expanded it a little bit and tried to remember that time. So June the 8th, 1976, you know, 8 days later was June 16th, 1976. And I was involved as a passionate student in that. So I put all those little incidents in, the music of the time, everything, the way we ran Comrades, the changes, what it was like then. And then I finally titled it Winged Messenger. And a lot of people have said, what a strange title. But Winged Messenger is Hermes, the winged messenger of the Greek gods. And that is the logo on the Comrades medal.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
So I say to somebody who's about to run their first comrades, come on, go and be a winged messenger. And the reason it's appropriate is Hermes was the god who brought the messages. It also could travel in time backwards and forwards and to the world of the dead and the world of the living. And I always say to people, once you've run comrades, you are a different person. You are born as a different person after you've run comrades. You change forever. So, yeah, and it's been doing really well. So thanks for that, Ray.
No, I thought I'd just put it in there because it's a very interesting book. And I thought, well, let me ask Bruce about his book. And I know we're talking about Monopoly. But going from Monopoly, so a lot of people are going to go out and they're going to buy the Monopoly board, Leon. Don't you worry, they will after this radio interview. They will go and they will buy the Monopoly board. But then, Bruce, they're going to want to start running. How does somebody even start and get into running? Where do you even start?
You do what I did, 10 minutes around the Vits rugby fields. That's what I did. So your first couple of runs, make it as easy as possible, because then you don't have a problem with coming out and going again and running the next day and the next day. And then gradually you increase it. And then obviously if you're going to get more serious about it, then, you know, go and try a park run. Go to a park run, because park run is so all-encompassing and welcoming that if you go to a park run, you can walk. You can walk slowly. No one will laugh at you. We will give you a time. No one will embarrass you, and you're so welcome. There's no such thing as a last place in parkrun, because we have a tail walker who comes in last. But then after that, start trying one or two of the shorter distance road races. Join a running club, and the rest after that is just almost automatic pilot. And there you are. Cold morning on August the 28th, standing on the start line, gulping and realizing that's Max Trimborn's Cockle Crow, and I'm about to run Comrades.
I love that. Oh, it's daunting. It's so very daunting. Just while I'm picking your brain here, a question. Please ask Bruce what shoes to get, what equipment to get. And I think that's the big thing. When you are starting out for the first time, I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, so the thing to do is to go to one of the specialist running shoe stores, and they will advise you. Yes, you may pay a little bit more, but they will put you in the correct shoes. Because remember, we all have our different biomechanics, and my foot plant and my running style is different from Leon's, for instance. So the shoe that suits him might not suit me, and vice versa. So you need to go to one of the professionals who will get you sorted out. And, yeah, that's it. And then just get started.
Yep, sounds very easy. Leon Swanepoel, you're the CEO of Sports Vendor. Do you run?
Yes, Ray. I have also run in my time, and unfortunately the same time as Bruce, so I always had to be behind him. And that's why I'm looking forward to our Monopoly game, because I'm sure that's the only place I'm going to win and beat.
Oh, wow.
Ray, Leon's being unduly modest. You know, he's got a couple of gold medals for finishing in the top 10 at Comrades.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Very, very, very nice. I think that's really, really good. Okay, there we go. There we go. Sounds very fair. Very fair. Leon Swanepoel, CEO of Sports Vendor, also a Comrades legend and a founder of the Parkrun SA. Bruce Fornas, both of you, thank you so much for coming on to 702 this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks so much. Thank you.